Welcome back to Master Mindset Podcast, episode 207.
What's up, team? In this one, we're talking about how to pre-plan your thoughts. Let's go. T-Money, you're in college right now. Do you pre-plan your meals for the week? Like how you're going to either shop for groceries or where you're going to go eat or how you're going to make the stuff? Do you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, and obviously, obviously growing up, probably your mom or your dad, whoever did the shopping would have to look at, you know, we had three kids in our household. We have to look at meals and, you know, school and activities. We need to have a game plan of what we're going to eat.
Yeah.
How about this? When you golfed, did you pre-plan what you're going to wear? If it was wet, if it was cold?
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. So this is just, God, I'm just setting y'all up.
Yeah.
If we're going to pre-plan our food and what we wear, that avoids what is called decision fatigue. Wouldn't you think logically for us to optimize performance using mindset skills to help not hurt us is to pre-plan what you want to think about and focus on. Energy flows where focus goes. So if I can summarize the gist of this episode, this is a phrasing I learned from one of the godfathers of sports psychology, Dr. Ken Revizza, rest in peace. He once said, it begins before it begins. And most performers, let's look at football. Football athletes train all summer, all offseason to win those 4 to 6 seconds.
Yeah.
Lifting, running, conditioning, practicing. There's zero, and I mean zero time where they're trained how to win that 20 to 25 to 15 seconds in between each play. And wouldn't you agree that first downs, touchdowns, plays are won and lost oftentimes in the time in between because the mind was not where it needed to be?
Yeah.
This could be for you in business. This could be in sales. It could be in leadership. It could be in teaching. What do you do to win the time before you have to perform, the moment before the moment, getting into the right state? So This is our invitation, is to not make this random, because T-Money, as you know, the brain wants to go negative. It's hardwired to worry. Always. It's hardwired to look at why you're going to screw up, why you're going to fail. So we need to have a place to go, a placeholder. This is what's called thought replacement, thought substitution. It's really hard to focus on and think about experience more than one thing at a time. So if we can pre-plan what we want our focus to go to, what we should say to ourselves, because thoughts become things, like attracts like, what you focus on expands, then T-Money, we should be writing down in a note card, a journal, have a placeholder where we visually can see it to remind ourselves, let's focus on these keys to get my mind back on track. Does this resonate with you?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that it takes me back to my early days working with you, like having just a thought to go back to, like on the golf course for me, for example, was one thing I would do is just like, if I'm struggling, look at the flag, stare at it, take a deep breath, breathe in, breathe out, quick affirmation, lock back in, like your reset word. And that was kind of for me, like what kept me locked in. And so I think it's kind of similar to the reset word in a way there, that it's finding something there that keeps you, locked in and brings you back to center.
Yeah. So it maybe exercise for y'all is, what do you want to think, feel, and do? Write those down. I tell myself when I'm about to go on stage, or if I have a moment, you know, I need an energy boost of confidence, I say, I am authentic. I am present. I'm courageous. I'm not defined by this. I am authentic. I am present. I am courageous. And I'm just off the top of my head thinking about an Ivy League quarterback. I've shared this before in this podcast, but we worked on for him getting his mind right is, I love what I have. I trust what I have. I always play good. You become what you think about, Earl Nightingale. So let this be random. I mean, a key ingredient for championship performance is championship self-talk. Research from the BBC lab in the UK, 44,000 patients. The number one driver of confident action was self-talk. So team, here's your exercise today. Write down what you want to think about, feel, and do. What words do you want to start practicing to create new neural pathways? Create the images and the experiences you want to create. Focus on what you want, not what you don't want. Focus on who you are, not who you aren't. Write some of these reminders down and practice this. Practice going to the mind gym. We can't just exercise. We have to exercise. So don't leave this to chance. By design, not by default. Pre-plan your thoughts like you would your meals and your outfits. Team Money, great job today. The body has limits.
The mind is limitless.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.